From the WVXC newsroom, this is the WVXC Daily News. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The town of Cairo Town Board on October 3rd voted 3-2 to adopt a local law allowing retail cannabis dispensaries, reversing its previous decision to opt out. Board members Mary Jo Cords and Tim Powers cast the two dissenting votes. The vote followed a standing room only public hearing where residents spoke on both sides of the issue. Potential tax revenue was cited as one of the benefits, while a current lack of state regulations governing the industry was voiced as a concern. One man said, and I quote, "A big percentage of this town is going to Massachusetts to buy pot. Why are we losing the money here? Why should we lose the revenue?" End quote. Another resident said, and I quote, "The state of New York has yet to give you the rules, regulations, and everything that is involved," end quote, noting that all of the new industry's guidelines have not been set by the state regulators. New York legalized recreational marijuana in March 2021 for adults aged 21 and older and gave municipalities until the end of 2021 to opt out of permitting dispensaries and/or on-site consumption lounges within their borders. Last December, the Cairo board opted out of both. But last year's election changed the makeup of the town board. This time, town supervisor Jason Watts and councilpersons Michael Flattery and Deborah Bogans voted to allow retail cannabis sales, and councilpersons Mary Jo Cords and Tim Powers voted a second time for prohibition. The decision this week was to allow dispensaries only. Lounges are still not permitted. Consumption is still not permitted at retail shops or dispensaries. Municipalities that opted out before the end of 2021 can reconsider at any time and rejoin the marijuana retail market. Under current law, once a town, village, or city is in, they are in permanently. According to the New York State Association of Towns, and I quote, "There will be a 13% tax on cannabis sales. 9% is an excise tax that will go to the state. There is also a 4% sales tax, of which 25% of that will go to counties, and 75% will be distributed to cities, towns, and villages in proportion to the number of sales that take place within their jurisdiction," end quote. You can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Mary Dempson is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Two staff members were charged October 4th in connection with the death of a 14-year-old resident of Devereaux Advanced Behavioral in Red Hook. Romella Cruz, who lived in the Devereaux facility, died September 23rd from injuries he sustained after being hit by a truck at around 4:50 a.m. on Route 9 in Claremont. Cruz was walking on the road. According to New York State Police, Cruz was walking on the road. The two staff members, Churchill Orodi, 39, and Beryl Ort, 36, both of Poughkeepsie, were arrested and charged with first-degree endangering the welfare of an incompetent or physically disabled person and first-degree falsifying business records, both Class E felonies, and making a punishable false witness statement, a Class A misdemeanor. The two staff members were responsible for Cruz at the time of the accident. Both were charged after a state police investigation into the fatal accident. As part of the investigation, Orodi and Ort told police that Cruz was in good condition at their facility at 5:30 a.m. The accident that caused his death happened approximately 40 minutes earlier, roughly 4.5 miles north of the Doreau facility, according to state police. Orodi and Ort are scheduled to appear in Red Hook Court the afternoon of October 26. Devereaux Advanced Behavioral Health is one of the nation's largest nonprofit organizations providing behavioral health care services. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Brendan J. Lyons is reporting for the Times Union. State Police Superintendent Kevin P. Bruin, who was appointed by former Governor Andrew M. Cuomo 15 months ago, is under scrutiny from Governor Kathy Hochul's office over allegations he shielded a former human resources official from internal complaints because of their close working relationship, according to two people with knowledge of the matter. Hochul on October 4th confirmed that she had directed her counsel's office to look into numerous allegations that have been swirling around Buren for several weeks, including in posts made on private social media websites that are reserved for current and former state police members. State police spokesman said Buren, 59, remains on the job and has been working from his office at division headquarters in Albany. Hochul said, and I quote, "This is an individual I inherited. I will gather all the facts and I will make a determination. I think everybody's owed the investigation, which is ongoing at this time," end quote. Mary Ellen Tedesco, the former human resources director in question, resigned from the agency last month. Her resignation followed an investigation into her handling of a job application by a person who uses a wheelchair. According to a person with knowledge of the allegations, several high-ranking members of the state police brought complaints to Buren about Tedesco, but the superintendent took no action and allegedly asked that the matter not be documented. The governor's investigation of Buren follows a series of internal shakeups at the state police, including the recent departure of two other members of the agency's human resources office. Buren is a Glen Falls resident and former Warren County Assistant District Attorney who had previously been a general counsel for the state police. He is not a sworn member of the agency, although he commands more than 5,000 troopers, investigators, and civilian support staff. Read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC Daily News. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.